Proclamation number 5792 of 18th of October, 1953. Effect of the Living Word. A living word spoken to you will not fail to have an effect either, because you penetrate its spiritual meaning, because your heart is addressed by it, which now also moves within itself and withdraws the strength from it with which I have blessed my word. If only you would let my word speak to your life, there would truly be no spiritual hardship amongst you, for whose voice you willingly listen to you will also comply with his desire, and thus the fulfillment of my will would be guaranteed, and thus order would also be restored, which has been the original law since eternity. This is why I speak to you directly again and again. This is why I seek the path to your heart through my word. This is why I approach you myself and seek to rouse you from an inactive state through my voice. I penetrate, as it were, the silence of inactivity with my voice. I address you. I can only influence you through my word, and your will itself must utilize the word. But my word sounds like heavenly music to the soul as soon as it is able to hear it. And it will hear it when the human being accepts my word, when he thinks about it, when he lets it speak to him himself, when it can reach the heart, which is synonymous with the soul hearing it. Words which only sound to the ear, words which only touch the eye and don't let them come to consciousness, are dead words without spirit and life. But my word becomes alive if you first make contact with me, if you desire to be addressed by me and then read or listen to what I have to say to you. Then you will hear my voice directly, as it were, even if you take it from the book which contains my word. I also speak to you directly in these words because you desire to receive strength from me, because this desire caused you to read or hear my word. Anyone who desires to be addressed by me is also already in the blessing and strength of my word. Anyone who willingly opens his ear where my word can be heard is addressed by me myself, and my word is truly alive in him and has an invigorating strength. It impels activity which corresponds to my will. It impels activity of love and prayer. For anyone who has once heard my living word will not stop there. He will enter into contact with the one who speaks words of love and grace to him, and he will never ever break off this contact. He has found a friend he no longer wants to miss, with whom he can speak at any time in words or in thoughts, and who responds to everything, who now supplies him with the strength to also live out the word, to not only be a listener but a doer of the word, which will sound as a sign of my presence to everyone who wants to awaken to life. Amen.